Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. As an immigrant to the United States, Paulomy didn't start her financial journey until much later in life, but that hasn't stopped her from building a career in fintech that really changes lives. As the general manager for Credit Karma Money and Tax, she's so passionate about helping you get ahead with your finances and is sharing the advice you need to know to build long-term financial independence by just creating some good financial habits.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton Game, where we flip the script on the old-school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Welcome back to the show. It is so great to always hang out with you. I know your time is so valuable, and I truly appreciate you tuning in. This episode was a fun one. I love when I think I'm going to talk to a guest about one thing, and then we steer in a different direction, but usually a better direction. As I mentioned, Paulomy is an immigrant, and when she came to the United States, she had to learn everything about how we do money. And in doing so, she really decided to dedicate her career to using technology to help people better their lives. She's worked in the White House, which of course I had to ask her about, and now at Credit Karma. But throughout her career, she's seen firsthand how good financial habits can create financial independence and is here to share those with you. I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money Podcast, and I can't wait for you to hear this conversation. Well, Paulomy, I am so excited to have you join us on the podcast today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this conversation with you.
Where are you joining us from?
Actually, in the Bay Area. I live in Menlo Park.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Yeah, I was traveling with my husband a couple months ago. We went through San Francisco and we said, this has to be the middle of a pandemic because we can drive right through the center with zero traffic and that we know that's like a complete anomaly.
Yeah, that has been a blessing, the no traffic on the roads.
Yes, there's always blessings in some really horrible things. Well, I'm really excited to talk to you today. And I wanted to just open, I was reading a little bit about your biography and your background. And I'm curious about your experience being an immigrant here in the United States. Like, how has that impacted your relationship with money?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. I came here for college, right? And I came from India and really hadn't had any real interaction with the banking system, right? So it was the first time I was opening a bank account and managing my bills and my expenses and, you know, kind of sort of making sure the money didn't run out, right, as a student, which is what you're trying to do. And it was just, I still sort of remember the, you know, I couldn't get a credit card because I didn't have any credit history, even though my entire tuition was in the bank, right? Right. And so, you know, I'm like, if you go to IKEA, you know, you go with this like wad of cash that you want to make a payment on. And, you know, no idea about credit score and credit history. And, you know, you don't use credit cards in India that
really?
Much. Yeah, it's getting better now, particularly with all the online, you know, Amazon, et cetera. You know, usually it used to be a cash based economy. So you went in with cash or you kind of had an account with whoever you were going to, you know, the grocery store or whoever. So there was a lot of sort of lending informally happening. So anyway, I showed up here, didn't know the first thing about managing my money, was constantly under stress around like, will I have enough, you know, will I have enough for my expenses and outlays while waiting for the next check to come in and being able to smooth that out so that, you know, I'm not owing anybody any money or, you know, not running out of things, right? And then, you know, just the idea being there was nobody to ask, right? Within my peer group about what would you to do? Because they weren't immigrants. And so it was only through sort of family and you know, sort of my brother, we were like, okay, well, you should get a secured card, or you get something that you can charge a little bit on, and then, you know, slowly over time build credit, and you can use that as a way to kind of build kind of this history and kind of grow from there. So that's been that's been kind of my journey, and in you know, it's sort of a scary interaction with you know, it's a new country, it's a new culture, and it's also a new way of sort of managing money. So that has sort of colored a lot of my perceptions about. It's just got to be more clear. It's got to be more easy. You've got to help people get over that hurdle of, will my paycheck last till the end of the month? Do I know what my inflows and outflows are? And how do I make financial progress?
Wow. Yeah, it's such an interesting perspective to talk to someone who has immigrated from another country, because there are some things that are similar and then a lot of things that are so vastly different. And I think it's really interesting because you're right, we don't talk about these things with people. So we don't have that sort of perception or a reality check that things are maybe done differently other places, particularly as US citizens. I guess we just tend to think that like the whole world operates the way we do, which is not the case.
Right.
But talking about financial literacy, particularly because you came here from another country, and we talk a lot on this show that financial literacy, we're not doing that great here in the United States. There are other countries that are doing a lot better than we're doing. But what's your thoughts on about it? Like, what are we doing right, and what do we really need to improve on?
You know, I think so. One is the notion of, you know, credit coaching and financial literacy, and you know, I think Credit Karma has done an amazing job here, right? Just taking something that's very obscure. It's really how banks rate you and really making it transparent and saying, this is your score. This is why it matters. These are all the things you can do to improve it. And by the way, when you improve it, it puts you into the things that you care about, right? This is how you can buy a car. This is how you can, you know, get a rewards credit card. This is eventually how you can save for a home. So I think that's been you know, just, you, and, you know, recently we did this thing around Project Relief where, you know, we actually built kind of an area and a surface on our app where people could go in and just check what relief was available from the federal or the state or even the banks during the pandemic, right? So what can be deferred? What kind of extra sort of assistance could you get? So I think that that's sort of the ability for the private sector and companies like Credit Karma to really sort of help educate the consumer has been great. I think the other thing is access to products, right? Which is even, you know, even for somebody like me with a you know, unknown or like a really low credit score, I could get started. I could get a secured card, you know, even there was like a $200 credit limit, right? So right. You have training wheels and options that you can get started with, which is harder to do in other countries. I think the third one that I think we all rely on people we trust, right? So this notion of friends and family and other people, peers, particularly among the younger set, we're seeing this in our Gen Z population. They rely on social media, on TikTok for that kind of advice, and they rely on their parents for that advice. And so that's the stuff that I think the U.S. does really well in terms of sort of knowledge sharing and companies sort of, there's, you know, lots of information that you know, you need to sort of use and adopt.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And I know something that you've also been looking at Credit Karma, which you kind of touch on just a little bit, but you've been looking at these generational habits of users and figuring out what these trends then mean for our financial future. So what are you seeing happen between the different generations that we can kind of take away?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I touched on one, which is Gen Z and how they get their information, right? And it's very much, you know, over 50% comes from social media and people and figures they trust, right? Versus, I would say, millennials and, you know, sort of more older, sort of Gen X probably got it from newspapers and TV and sort of more sort of formal channels of communication. So I think that's one, like, where do you seek your information? The other one that I would say is, one thing that's come out in our studies, like, I mean, I remember, you know, we, millennials are now in that stage where they're, you know, thinking about, you know, their families are thinking about buying a home and starting, right. Starting that piece of it. And so they are very much thinking about, how do I save for that? What's my future? How do I build wealth? How do I optimize it? And it's interesting that, you know, one out of two of those millennials are on our platform. So we see a lot of that sort of behavior, and that sort of helped us, you know, think about new businesses that we wanted to start on Credit Karma, such as, you know, our home business and our auto insurance and our auto loan business and life insurance. But we're seeing some of that behavior also in the Gen Z population. So they're very much, I mean, they've grown up in a pandemic and a recession, right? and they've seen their like adults in their lives get insecure. So they're very much about like, I need multiple ways to make my financial future better. So you're seeing a lot around sort of gig economy and investing early and, you know, saving for a rainy day. And so we want to start talking to them about that as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. When I think about Gen Z and even some of the younger millennial generation just living through so many different big things in their life, you know, I can really understand where conservative approach to money comes in. But that's also balanced with a lot more accessibility to money and to learning through technology. And I think that's what's really great about companies like Credit Karma is, before it existed, it was, if I wanted to check my credit score, I didn't really know how to do it. I didn't really have access to that. So tell me a little bit, because your whole background has been in technology. Like, how do you see technology, particularly in the finance sector, really changing our lives, like even in the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. One is, like I said, the democratization of information, right? So I think that's been a trend, secular trend that's been going on for, you know, over a couple of decades. I think the second one on finance now is companies like Credit Karma giving you access, equal access to products, right? So, I mean, we're not shy about how we want to position ourselves. We want to help our members make financial progress. So first, it started with recommendations and coaching. and now very much with Credit Karma Money, you know, we want them to change their whole relationship with money. And so now this is us allowing them to open checking and savings accounts on our platform. And so now you have the other side. What's your income? What's your daily spend? What are your bills? What are the things you like to spend on? How are you thinking about saving for a rainy day? And connecting all that together to kind of form, you know, sort of an automated plan, right? So we want to be able to say, hey, you want to save for a rainy day fund? You don't have to put $400 today. Just start with $5 of your paycheck. Just automate that. And then you know, over time in a year, you'll hit that rainy day fund.
Right. Yeah. Just start taking the small steps. I like that a lot. And I think particularly when it comes to credit score, that's something really important. What would you say to somebody who's maybe been in the shoes that you were in, that either has a low credit score or is just starting out or just came to the US and is trying to figure out like how to build a score? What sort of advice would you give to somebody in that place? Because I know so many people are there where they just don't know how to, like, how do I make this thing better?
Yeah. And I think first is, you know, you've got to understand what your score is and then what are the needle movers for your score, right? So there's a few things: your credit utilization and your payment history and your number of on-time payments and the number of financial products that you've taken. So there's a few things that can get you going on this. So that's where, you know, if you think about, like, the first thing you want to do is you need a place to put your money in. So you want to open a checking and a savings account, and you want to make sure that you're not getting charged extra fees just to access your money, right? And this notion of, like, I have buckets of I'm budgeting for a certain thing, so I'm going to make sure that a certain amount of my money moves over into savings that I can then use to pay stuff off. And then the second thing is really about, like, how do you establish that payment history and that credit history? And that is where sort of these training wheel products, whether it's a secured card or a credit builder loan, really, really help, you know, get you prove to the banking system really that you are a consumer that's, like, responsible and financially responsible and are able to make those payments on a schedule. So that's where I would start. You know, those things are also a double-edged sword, right? So you want to make sure that you're not racking up a lot of bills. So something that gives you information about, hey, this is how much you've spent. This is when your bill is due. This is the minimum payment you should be making. Let me help you make that payment through bill payment systems and so on. I think those are all good things to sort of help put guardrails around this.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeletemme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Don't go anywhere. Paulomy is sharing a lot more in the second half of our conversation. Back in we go.
Yeah. And going back to thinking, I teach at a university here in Los Angeles, and most of the students are first generation students, usually between like 18 and 21. And when we get to credit score and we start talking about it, and we start talking about the easy access that you have through products like Credit Karma and how you can really stay on top of your score, I always find there's still a little uneasiness. I think people are afraid to put their information in someplace. They're always afraid of fees and is this going to impact me somehow? And right. So tell me a little bit about, like, for someone who doesn't know, like, how does Credit Karma help you stay on top of your credit score without any of those sort of nasty side effects?
Yeah. So I think, you know, first of all, like everything on Credit Karma, like, is, you know, the credit score is free. The advice is free. The recommendations are very much in your favor. We always take a member first approach, even when we're sharing kind of offers. So what we do is we will put our sort of recommendation against it. And we'll, in very plain English, we will say, you know, this is the annual fee. This is the actual interest rate. This is what it's going to cost you over the lifetime of a loan. These are your monthly payments. So we make it very clear what you're getting yourself into, right? And then on the bill, you know, so one of the features we're talking about and we've just released is this notion of automated bill pay. So now with, you know, with the fact that we have your credit report, we know all the trade lines you've opened. We can monitor that for you, right? We can tell you that, hey, this is the balance. This is how it's growing. This is how much is your interest payment. This is your APR. And then, you know, these are this is the balance due and the payments that you should be making. It's like puts you on top. And then our editorial voice, when we do sort of straight long form content, is completely independent. You know, so we write with the consumer in mind, and we try to make it simple about here are the pros and cons of, you know, a secured card versus a personal loan versus, you know, a cashback card, et cetera.
Right. Yeah, that's so fantastic. And we all need all of that information. So I'm curious, so you come here to the US as an immigrant from India. How do you then find yourself working for a company like Credit Karma? That's like a whole evolution.
Well, that's an easy answer. Well, you grew up in India, at least my generation, there were only two choices, I know, from a career perspective. You're either an engineer or you were a doctor. And my parents are doctors. So, you know, contrary to popular opinion, I was like, wow, that's a tough job. You need to want to do that. And so, you know, as an engineer, I just felt it was, one, it was more of a broader playing field, right? And then also was more interested in building things. And so that's kind of where that came in. And then, you know, so I studied computer science, the natural evolution is to go into tech, right? Even though computer science now powers every industry. But the natural evolution is you go work for a tech company. So that's what brought me to Silicon Valley.
Nice. And I also read that you worked in the White House for a little bit of time.
I did, as it so happens.
What was that like?
It was more than I could ever imagine in terms of kind of the impact and what we were doing. And that really actually kind of led me to Credit Karma. So, you know, I'd prior to the White House, I'd worked at, you know, sort of larger companies, Symantec and Yahoo, and then done a startup with friends of mine, which was also very much related to kind of tech and, you know, sort of traditional tech on ads and so on. And then when I got this call to come work in this little, it was a startup inside the White House. These were the people who helped rescue healthcare.gov from a tech perspective. And so the Obama administration felt that we needed, they needed this anytime there was a big policy decision, because the impact of rolling out those systems to, for that policy decision needed people who were technology experts, and the government was lacking. So joined that for a year, and you know, it was, it, you know, I got to work on just things that, you know, made the hair on my arm stand up, right?
It was, yeah.
How do you get veterans to get healthcare? You know, how do you help streamline refugee admissions so that, wow, you know, this was, you know, during the Syrian crisis, right? That you're helping literally desperate people who have run away for their lives from just, you know, just with the, like the clothes in their back, and also making sure that we're not, you know, letting sort of threats in, right? And that was, and just talking to some of those people was amazing. So did a bunch of those kinds of projects, including one around precision medicine. And when I left the government, I was like, hey, I don't want to do traditional tech. I want to look for a company that's very much wedded to helping make consumers' lives better through technology. And as corny as it sounds, that's kind of where I wanted to be. You know, I'd seen the real impact of bad technology and no technology, keeping people from basic necessities like your paycheck and your social security and, you know, your healthcare, even for people that we owe so much to, for our veterans. And so I just wanted to come back into a company in a space where I could really make that kind of an impact. And, you know, got introduced to Credit Karma about 4.5 years ago, and just loved talking to Ken, who is the founder, and a bunch of other sort of execs, loved the mission of the company, the member first, the consumer first approach. And really, I realized that, you know, the thing that's stalling a lot of Americans really is this like access to their money, right? Yeah. If you live paycheck to paycheck, if your job is insecure, how do we make it so that, you know, you're not slipping backwards and getting into this crushing debt, and, you know, you can't really sort of, you know, just making ends meet, right? So that's kind of sort of the genesis of Credit Karma, and why I fell in love with the company. And I really thought, you know, my skills and my background, I could really help.
It's amazing to have people who are very heart-centered like that, who really want to use technology to change people's lives. And I can't think of anything better than dealing with people's finances, because it is such an area of stress and overwhelm and fear and anxiety. Fill in whatever word you want in there. People really feel that. And so having access to good quality products that really help them, I think, is really important. But I want to end kind of summarizing a little bit of what you've talked about. You just mentioned this idea of paycheck to paycheck, and you shared yourself when you came here, you know, trying to figure out all of this stuff around money. So what would you say to someone listening? What sort of advice do you want to leave us with, particularly the women listening on the show, of how we get started to go on the right financial path? Maybe we've tried some things over the years and just nothing really seems to kind of get us out of this paycheck to paycheck situation. Like, what would you tell us?
That's a really good question. You know, we see, I'll just say, women are the chief household officers, right? They, in most cases, you know, they're either single family, single parents, or, you know, they are sort of, you know, responsible for the day-to-day household expenses, right? So that's kind of like the responsibility is theirs. And even when you're single, you know, you're still sort of, you know, as I was, around just figuring out how do you make your ends meet, and, you know, that your inflows and your outflows are balanced, right? So I think my first step would be really think through, kind of your wants and your needs. And your future. So your needs are the bills that you have to pay, your rent, your utility, whatever else you have, your cell phone. And your wants are things that, you know, you're just, you want to be able to, you know, have dinner once a week outside. So things that you, that make you happy, right? I would say is the best way to think about like a want. And then your future is like, well, what are you going to, you know, what is the ultimate goal of where you want to be with your life? How do you make progress? If you bucket your money in those three buckets. And you can even sort of create three separate accounts for that, right? So there's one which is you have a checking account that really is about your day-to-day spend. You have another one that's kind of your, what I would call your fun money one. And then the third one, which is like you're growing my savings and growing my wealth. I think if you just automate some of that stuff, right, with your paycheck. So your paycheck comes in and you're, you know, farming out a little bit of each of those to meet those three goals every month. And it doesn't have to be more than $5 or $10 or whatever the number you're comfortable with. If you set it and you set it on an autopilot mechanism, so you have money coming in, your paycheck is getting direct deposited. And as soon as it gets direct deposited, the money moves into the places that you care about, then it takes some of that burden off of you, right? You're not doing that mental math every month and you're not getting that anxiety. That you're not getting ahead or you're not making those commitments. I think that's automation is a way to help you, right? Automation is a way, automation is your friend is the best way to say it, right? And automation is better than having sort of the habits. So I think that would be one. The second one is don't get nervous about where you want to be. Okay. So if you live in the Bay Area, you know, a down payment on a house is not something that's like affordable by most people. And in the rest of the, and even for people living in the Bay Area, it's not something you can like out of the box get to. So some of these things will take time. And what you're really looking for is that momentum and that progress. And so what we try to do with Credit Karma Money, for example, is we reward that progress. So it keeps you motivated, right? So we have this feature called Instant Karma, where, you know, one of the things we want to, it comes with the name. It's a very clever way of positioning this, right? And if you think about it, what we're trying to do right now is we're saying don't spend beyond your means. So spend the money you have. So every time you use your debit card, we might randomly refund that entire purchase. So not 1%, 2%, up to a certain limit, the entire purchase, right? So it could be your grocery bill for the month. It could be, you know, your gas that you filled up. It could be your Walmart purchase. Whatever it is, you know, you have that chance to sort of winning it back. So, what that does is like, one, you already won because you're not spending money you don't have. But two, when you win, you now have that feeling that you got rewarded for taking the right action, right? And so that's the kind of stuff that we want to do. We want to give these little nudges to get people, you know, to stay motivated and be on the right path.
Now I have to go listen to the song Instant Karma. And if anyone listening has never heard the song, that is your task as well. After checking out Credit Karma. Well, Valami, this has been so great. I loved hearing your story. Thank you so much for sharing all this amazing wisdom. Tell everybody listening where they can go to check out all of these amazing things we just talked about with Credit Karma.
Yeah. So www.creditkarma.com to sign up. And if you want to check out the Credit Karma Money product, which I'm responsible for, it's www.creditkarma.com/checking. Or you can always go to any of the app store and download the Credit Karma app.
Technology has really changed the money game over the last 10 years in particular. The amount of apps you have access to now is just mind-boggling. But the great news is that you can literally create your own financial plan by using all sorts of apps. And Credit Karma is just a great example. If you've been listening to the show for a while now, you know how important a good credit score is to your financial independence. And there's so many other great products that people like Palami are rolling out to really help you, to help better your finances and ultimately better your life. So if you enjoyed this episode, share it with friends, family members, anybody who you know might need to maybe cultivate some better financial habits here. And as always, you can head over to the show notes for links to the episode guests and sponsors. And I will see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.